בוקר טוב, יום רביעי בשבת קודש, פרשת פינחס. Today is the 16th of Tammuz. Shem Hashem na'aseh v'natzliach tomorrow, be'ezrat Hashem, the 17th of Tammuz. We still have some time, be'ezrat Hashem, for it to be celebrated as Yom Tov, but if not, tomorrow will be a public fast day, and we'll have be'ezrat Hashem regular schedule. That's what we decided yesterday. We are up to, in the Tomer Devorah, the Midah HaShishit, the sixth attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Chafetz Chesed Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes for, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves kindness. What does this mean? Says the Ramak, Kvar perashti bimkomo b'ein gani batamar. In his book, In Gani Batamar, the Ramak says as follows, Sheyesh be'echal yadu ha-malachim emunim lekabel gemilut chasadim shebnei adam osim ba'olam hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a hall in Shamayim, somewhere in Shamayim, that is filled with malachim, that the tafkid, the point or the objective of these malachim is to accept all of the chasadim that people do. V'chasher midat adim mekatreget miyad otam ha-malachim marim ha-chesed ahu. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachim al Yisrael mipnei shu chafetz b'chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a vault, a storage vault, full of malachim that are created from the chasadim that Am Yisrael do to one another. And any time Am Yisrael do avonot, and midat adin, the heavenly attribute of judgment, comes to prosecute against Am Yisrael, immediately these malachim that were created from chasadim spring into action, and they come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they say, look, Am Yisrael is gomle chasadim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a change of heart, and he has mercy upon Am Yisrael. V'im heyot shem chayavim, im hem gomlim chasadim ze lazeh merachem alehem. Even when Am Yisrael is guilty, nevertheless, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that Am Yisrael does chesed, performs acts of loving kindness to one another, he nevertheless has mercy on them. וכמו שהיה בזמן החורבן שנאמר לגבריאל, בוא אל בנות לגלגל וגומר. There's a pasuk in Yechezkel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malach Gabriel, which the Nabi refers to, Ish Levush Abadim. Hashem told the Malach, come fill your palms with coals from between the Keruvim on the Aron, and use that to burn down the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Ki Usar HaDin VaGivura, Malach Gabriel, Kishmo Kenhu, symbolizes Gvurot. Gvurot is Din, the heavenly attribute of judgment. V'nitan lo reshut lekabel kochot ha-din mibenot la-galgal mitachat lekruvim me'esh ha-mizbeach. Dehainu, Din Gvurot ha-malchut. Now, he's talking about Kabbalistic concepts now. I'm going to try to just kind of synthesize it a little bit because it's a little bit deep. There are different levels. We spoke about the Sfirot many times. The counts, or they are also midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the Keter, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. Malchut is the lowest of the Sfirot. Malchut, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship, is also a form of Din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Malach Gabriel to take fire from Midat HaDin that is associated with Malchut, to take fire from the Mizbeach between the Kiruvim and destroy the Beit HaMikdash and Am Yisrael. והיה הדין מתחזק עד שביקש לחלות את הכל לקעקע בצטן של ישראל מפני שנתחייבו כליה. The din, the way it usually works, just like if anybody ever learned physics, there's something called inertia. Okay? What's inertia's worst enemy? Friction, aka gravity, right? Inertia is when you start something in motion. Gravity or friction stops it. The Sfirot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the same thing. When it comes to Midat HaDin, all you need to do is start the inertia, but unfortunately, in Shamayim, there's no gravity. So once the Midat HaDin, once the heavenly attribute of judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts pounding against Am Yisrael, it doesn't stop. And it got to a point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Malach Gabriel to not only destroy the Beit HaMikdash, but to completely annihilate Am Yisrael, because they were mechuyavim klaya. They're mechuyavim, they were liable for extinction. They should have been completely destroyed. And yet, uchtiv, vayira lakiruvim tavnit yad adam tachat kanfehim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw by the Keruvim, which is where he allowed the Malach to take the fire from, a form of a hand under their wings, under the wings of the Keruvim. Rabotai, don't forget that V'hainu, here, the Ramak explains, She'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gabriel Hem Gomlim Chasadim Elo Im Elo, Be'af Im Hem Chayavim, Nitzolu Ve'aya Lahem She'erit. Even in the midst of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger and his permission to the Malach to completely annihilate Am Yisrael, a hand jutted forth, Kavyachol, obviously it's symbolically, a hand jutted forth from the Keruvim, and the hand was a symbol of Chasadim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the last moment, he stopped the Malach, and he said, no, don't destroy them. Even though they deserve it, they deserve destruction and extinction, nevertheless, because they do chesed to one another, don't do it. And he says, V'atam, mipinei mida zo, ki chafetz chesedu. What saved Am Yisrael from certain death and destruction was this mida v'kadosh baruch hu, ki chafetz chesedu, because he loves kindness. Rotze lomar, במה שישראל גומלים חסד ואותו צד מזכיר להם עם היות שאינם קשרים בצד אחד. Which means even though Am Yisrael could be liable, they could be guilty. Rabotai, there's many criminals out there that get saved or their sentences get lessened as a result of having what? Good lawyer. You could be a big criminal. If you take a good lawyer, your chances are much greater. Says the Ramak, what are the lawyers... Even when Am Yisrael can sometimes act in a criminal manner in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they deserve to be punished, and they deserve to have the book thrown at them. And yet, the midah of chesed, ki chafetz chesedu, always comes to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of our zechut to act as our lawyer. That's the way Hashem acts, says the Ramak. Im ken, b'midah zo ra'ui le'adam le'itna'eg. Af im yir'e she'adam oseh lo ra umach iso. When a person is wronged by somebody else, when a person is angered by somebody else, even justifiably, somebody does something bad to you and you are upset and you are angry at them, a person's first instinct is to seek revenge, to throw the book at the guy, and he may be very well deserving of it. However, he says, "In yesh bo tzad tova shemetiv la'acherim, o mida tova shemitnahed kashura, יספיק לו צד זה לבטל כעסו מעליו, וירצה ליבו עמו ויחפוץ חסד. If you know that this person has something good about him, if you know that he does chesed to other people, if you know that he has some sort of good midah to him, act like God. Which means what? Just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at us. But he turns away from our guilt, and he looks at our chasadim and he saves us. This should be a midah that a person implements to other people too. Although you technically could punish the person, you could really harm the person, you could get angry at him and scream at him, and you might be right. But if he's a gomel chesed, remember Rabotai, what would Rabbi Levi Yitzchak say? Look at this guy, gomel chasadim. And there's plenty of people, resha'im, mechalele shabbatot, bo'ale nidot, and they eat nevelot utrefot, ya wa'aliyah, resha'im, resha'im. But at the end of the day, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks for our spark of goodness, our spark of chasadim, we should always strive to find that, it's called the pintaliyid, that little spark of Judaism, the spark of chasadim, the spark of tova in somebody else. V'yomar, and a person should tell himself, Dai li b'tova shiyeshlo. Ay, he says, you know what, he angered me, and he really did something wrong, but at least, you know, in Judaism, we've said many times, there's no such thing as at least or as long as. That's when it comes to ourselves. When it comes to ourselves, there's no at least and there's no as long as. We have to be mechayev ourselves. We have to obligate ourselves to the fullest extent of the law. But when it comes to other people, we should be implementing at least all the time. At least he's gomel chasadim. Not to condone his behavior, but at the end of the day, look at him, he's gomel chasadim. Look at him, you know, he's, look for some sort of midat tova. And here is where the Ramak throws the clincher. Ah, if this is how we have to act to other people. Here's Shalom Bayit 101. Says the Ramak, Bechol sheken be'ishto. Kedepirshu rabotenu zechon ha'mracha. We find in the Gemara, Masechet Yevamot of Samach Gimal, the Gemara tells us that there were several Amoraim that had And when the Gemara says these Amoraim had bad wives, they were bad wives. We're not talking about, you know, they spent a lot of money. These were bad women, rotten women. And they made their husbands, who were G'dolei HaDor, crazy. Rabbi Chiya, the Gemara says, had a bad wife. Her name was Yehudit. Rav had a bad wife. These were women who were out to make their husbands suffer. And they asked Rabbi Chiya, yeah. No, listen, the Gemara says, huh?
Are they married somehow?
I don't know. The Gemara, yeah, the Gemara, no, no, no. The Gemara says all sorts of bad things that they did to them. Rabbi Chiya, the Gemara says, Masechet Kiddushin, Rabbi Chiya's wife tried to make herself asura to him. All sorts of, and he didn't believe her as a whole. They made their husbands crazy. And the Gemara says, Masechet Yevamot, Rabbi Chiya, every time after Shi'ur, he used to walk with his Tamidim in the marketplace. He used to find something nice on the street, used to buy it. They used to ask him, Rebbe, what are you buying? He said, this is for my wife. He said, Rebbe. And one time, the Tamidim said, Rebbe, what are you buying her gifts for? She's a Majnuna, right? The crazy lady. Why are you buying her gifts? And Rabbi Chiya said the famous words, listen to this, and the Rama quotes it here. Dayenu shemegadlot et banenu umatzilot otanu min achet. He says, yeah, you know what? She may be crazy. She may be evil. But you know what? She raises my children. She saves me from sin. That in and of itself, she's worthy of getting gifts. Look at that. Says the Ramak, that's the quintessential example of looking at the Nekudat Ha'or, the point of light that every Yid has. Kach yomar al kol adam. A person should say that about everybody, especially about his wife. Even when people get, you know, people have resentments. That's a normal thing. Psychologically, people can grow resentments towards their spouses. That's a normal thing. Spouses go through many, many different adventures, some good and some not so good. And people have these resentments and they build up, you know, anger and hatred throughout the years. The Gemara says, nobody's wife, and, well, I shouldn't say nobody, but most wives are not as bad as the wives of Rabbi Chiya and Rav. They were bad women. And yet, Rabbi Chiya, every time he went to the marketplace, he bought his wife a gift to say thank you. And he wasn't being sarcastic. It's not like, oh, here's a gift for being a witch, right? Rabbi Chiya was sincere. He bought her a gift and he says, he wasn't trying to be sarcastic or ironic or trying to stick it to her. He was trying to be sincere and he was saying, thank you. And I'm sure she recognized that she was bad. She understood that she was making his life very difficult. He bought her gifts and he said, thank you for raising my children and saving me from Avon. Without you, I couldn't do it. Everybody has something good about them. Kach yomar al kol adam dai li betova plonit she'asa li o she'asa im ploni. Even a person that angers you, did he never do something good to you? There's got to be somewhere back in history where he did something good to you, or to somebody else, or to your family, or to your friends. Right? He made you crazy. He backstabbed you. But he gives a lot of tzedakah. Hashem Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. He built the mikveh, he built the shul, and you know what? It's called Dayenu, right? V'yeh chafetz chesed, just like the Kadosh Baruch Hu, turns away. He loves our kindness so much. There's a pasuk, al kol pesha'im techase ahava. Love covers over all sins. HaKadosh Baruch Hu focuses on our chasadim and to a certain extent ignores our sins. We should try to not ignore, but turn away from other people's sins and look at their chasadim and good points. And in that way, we will be resembling the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you talking about?
Why? Okay, I'm dying. I'm people do
that.
They drive. Can I tell you, they think what they're doing is correct.
Yeah. You find the good in everybody. You have to find the good in everybody, even the biggest rasha. The Gemara tells us at the end of Masechet Chagiga, "Kefela charimon rakatech amar esh lakish, afilu poshei Israel, even the biggest sinners among Am Israel, meleim mitzvot karimon." So you have to find the nekudot or in everybody, and slowly but surely harp on that. You tell him, Baba, lo matim lecha. אתה צדיק יסוד העולם אתה. You're a צדיק וזה. What are you doing? You know? למה? Sometimes, חנופה, in order to be מחזיר אותו בתשובה, אז מותר. machloket. I know you're, there's a machloket in the Gemara and Sota, right? Whether you're allowed to be machnif l'Rishayim, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, and who's the other man over there? The Rabbanan argue Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, but if it's a slight chanufa to bring the person back b'tshuva, if you think he's going to buy it, you tell him, Baba, you're tzaddik, ata kohen ata, ata osen nesiyat kapayim, ata barichi b'shabbat. He says, oh, you know what? You're right. Zil, throw away the keys. Beseder. Bezat Hashem. Tov. Yalla. Yom tov, Rabotai. We'll pick it up tomorrow.